D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Lots of people profess to be Christians, but what does it look like when true Christianity comes in contact with the world? We'll look at that question on today's Truths That Transform.
This is Truths That Transform.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Jesus Christ makes a difference in our world. He came so that we could be saved from the wrath of God against sin and have access to God the Father. But His presence in our lives also makes a tangible impact on everything around us. On today's program, you're going to see a number of ways in which Jesus has transformed our world. And we will share with you an opportunity to join Him in transforming our nation. We recently announced the launch of our new D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership based in our Washington, D.C. offices. We are extremely excited about this initiative and the ways we believe the Lord will use it to bring true and lasting change to America. Dr. Linda Smith is our newly named president of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship, who will be directly overseeing this key project. Linda, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk about this important new initiative.
It is important. It is an exciting outreach of our D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship. Why are we focusing on leadership training this time? Why is the Center for Christian Leadership so needed in our time?
Well, throughout the history of this nation, God has raised up men and women to be Christian leaders. Our nation is at a time in its history where, as we read in Isaiah 5:20, men are calling evil good and good evil. As we move forward, it is our prayer that through the Center for Christian Leadership, God will raise up a new generation of Christian statesmen who will turn our nation around and return it to its historic Christian roots and ensure the continued blessings of liberty for this great nation.
You and I would look at the current leadership of Congress or of any Congress in the last 30 years and say, not exactly as effective as we'd like to have seen. Do you think this kind of training might really make a difference?
I do indeed, or I wouldn't be involved in it. I am so excited about it. I really believe that God is going to use this. The more I see, the more I talk to people. We launched the leadership training at the recent Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C., and the response was incredible. We had medical doctors, broadcasters, and people from all walks of life expressing an interest in the program. They are willing to redirect the course of their lives because they're so concerned about what's going on in this nation. And that is so encouraging to see that they don't want to just be bystanders. They want to get in there and make a difference. And so because of that, we're encouraged that this training will make an incredible difference in our nation.
And these are, as you said, these are people from all walks of life. These are people that have some sense of God calling them to this. This is not an undertaking that someone should enter into lightly, is it?
It is not. And they understand that. I've talked with them extensively, and they realize that the nation is in trouble. It's in dire trouble. And they realize that there aren't as many Christian statesmen up there as there should be on the Hill, and that they need to make a difference. And they're willing to give up everything they have, all their careers that they've worked for so far in their lives, to make a difference in our world.
Billy Graham was once asked by a seminary student whether, the student said, should I stay in seminary? It's taking so long. There's such a great need out there. Can't I just go out and minister? And Dr. Graham said, the time that a woodsman spends in sharpening his axe is not wasted. Do you think this time in preparation, proper preparation, before seeking service in public office will make a difference?
Indeed, it certainly will. Because if we look at some of the congressional members from the past and current ones as well, we see that certainly many of them have been very effective, but yet sadly many have not. For example, if you look at the 1994 elections, if these individuals had been well prepared, the result might have been completely different. Of that freshman class, there were 73 of them, 70% self-identified as evangelical Christians, having a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, why weren't those hopes and dreams realized?
Good question.
It was because of a lack of preparation.
Linda, these are exciting times. I personally am encouraged to see what God might do with a group of men and women who commit themselves to be serving Christ in this incredibly important and yet challenging public policy arena. Thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
We expect change in our nation because Jesus Christ transforms everything he touches. The arrival of Jesus into this world was so monumental that even our time is measured by his coming. No one has done more to transform the world than the humble carpenter of Nazareth. As Erasmus, the contemporary of Martin Luther, once put it, by a carpenter, mankind was made, and only by that carpenter can mankind be remade. What kind of impact did Jesus have on our world? Here is Dr. D. James Kennedy with just a sampling in a portion of his message, The Man Who Divided Time in Half.
The greatest, the most preeminent of all of the historians ever to grace the halls of Yale University was the notable Dr. Philip Schaff, who truly was an ornament to that school. He wrote massive volumes on history and surveyed the entire course of human progress on this planet. And having done that from the beginning to modern times, he came to this conclusion. He said that the most momentous event in the history of this world, said Dr. Philip Schaff of Yale, the most momentous event in the history of the world was the coming and birth of Jesus Christ. And since religion, he said, represents the highest and holiest and noblest aspiration of men, the introduction of the Christian faith has been the greatest boon that mankind has ever known. It divides all of history decisively into BC and AD. And Dr. Schaff goes on to say that it is quite clear that the entire history of this planet can be divided into two portions. The first portion was simply the preparation for his coming, and the second portion, since his birth, is simply the description and progress and diffusion of his spirit throughout the entire world. And Jesus Christ came to change the world. Now, there are some people who have changed various parts of the world, various segments of it. And some of those segments have never been the same since they practiced their art. But Jesus Christ changed the whole world. He made all things new. What an incredible thing that is. I am he that maketh all things new. Christ is the great transformer of this world. Whatever he touched, he transformed. He touched a woman's womb. And the birth of children was transformed. Christ came down from heaven where life was very sacred, trailing clouds of glory, and those who have felt his touch have learned that this one who could say, I am, the life. Realize that life is very sacred. He was held in his mother's arms. Women were transformed by that. Women who were nothing more than chattel, who were simply possessions, who were bought and sold, became the daughters of God, and they were lifted onto a pedestal. What a striking irony that the so-called women's lib movement doesn't give credit to that one who did more for women than anyone else, Jesus Christ. He made all things new. He saw the ignorance that prevailed. This one caused people to marvel, saying, "How is it this man knoweth these things, having never learned?" And he saw the ignorance, and so in his wake, schools flourished. Schools for the masses, colleges and universities, which had not existed before Christ came. Today we're told ad infinitum, ad nauseam in our schools, that science has disproved the Bible and Christianity, and that they are hostile one to another. And you will virtually never hear in any public school today that science is the creation of Christ by his Spirit in the hearts of men. And those who are the philosophers of science and the historians of science know this very well. Alfred North Whitehead, tremendously prominent scientist, J. Robert Oppenheimer of the atomic bomb project, both modern scientists, both have stated repeatedly that Christianity is the mother of science. Christianity gave us science. The Christian worldview is the only worldview in which science could have arisen. Where it did arise, it could not have arisen in any other worldview. You needed a rational view of life. You needed a rational God. And that was found only in the milieu of science. And so we see that Francis Bacon was a Christian. Roger Bacon, who is said to be the founder of the scientific method, was a Christian. Sir Isaac Newton, the greatest scientist who ever lived, according to most scientists, was a Christian who wrote more books on theology than he did on science. Not only was the scientific method given to the world by Christians, but most of the branches of science also were given to the world by Christians. I won't read their names. I have them here, but it takes too long. But I will read just some of the various branches of science that were given to the world by Christians. Antiseptic surgery, bacteriology, calculus, celestial mechanics, chemistry, comparative anatomy, computer science, dimensional analysis, dynamics, electronics, electrodynamics, electromagnetics, energetics, entomology, field theory, fluid mechanics, galactic astronomy, gas dynamics, genetics, glacial geology, gynecology, hydrography, hydrostatics, ichthyology, isotopic chemistry, model analysis, natural history, non-Euclidean geometry, oceanography, optical mineralogy, and on and on and on and on it goes. All of those were founded by Bible-believing Christians. In a pagan world, there would never have been any science, because the world and life view of paganism never would have allowed it. Everything that Christ touched, he transformed and made new. He can make you brand new today. He died on a cross to take away our sin. He paid the penalty that we could never pay. And he offers freely the gift of eternal life to those that will trust in him. It's free, dear ones. The payment is already made. If you'll come and place your faith in the Christ of Calvary, will you do that? Will you be made new? this very day. This may be the last opportunity that some of you ever get.
Ultimately, the way Jesus makes all things new is by making people new. He transforms lives and makes them useful for His kingdom. But one place where you might suppose that does not happen very often is our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where some Americans say there is a great big swamp waiting to be drained. And yet more may be happening than you realize. Is God at work in Washington, D.C.? Here's John Rabe with more.
When the gospel changes hearts and minds, then everything begins to change. And the same is true for Washington, D.C.
And for the many Christians that I bump into that say, you know, God's written off Washington, D.C., I just laugh and say, you ought to come and see what God's doing on this hill.
The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership is training the next generation of leaders to stand for Christ.
Working on Capitol Hill, it can be a blur, but it can certainly what you would consider be a situation of organized chaos.
It's a dark place on the Hill. People don't have the same values as you do. They often mock or they'll just put you down for the things that you all believe in.
In the challenging environment of Washington, D.C., Christians have often seen their efforts to elect representatives with the same views amount to very little in the way of tangible results.
Republicans' last-ditch attempt to overhaul Obamacare appears to be dead.
June 26, 2015, gay marriage is now legal across the United States.
Ain't no power like the power of the people!
It's been very disappointing how many well-meaning Christians have gotten themselves elected and gotten there ill-equipped to do the job they've sought to fulfill. We're determined to change that.
In October, D. James Kennedy Ministries announced the launch of the new Center for Christian Leadership.
The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership, an outreach of the Center for Christian Statesmanship, represents a new era of leadership training. The center seeks to uniquely prepare select leaders who, by God's grace, will attain significant positions of influence and authority in government and the public policy arena. The specific goal of the center is very straightforward. We're going to train 300 leaders a year, every year, for the next 10 years. We have a good foundation for believing that people who are properly equipped to serve in public policy positions will do well. We just need to get them there and get them equipped before they go.
To be strong and courageous.
Look, the fact that you have a Center for Christian Statesmanship says a lot. It's located right here in the shadows of the House of Representatives office buildings, and that's important.
We have been planning the launch of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership for almost 2 years. We have looked at the landscape of leadership training and the kind of leadership training that's done, and we think there's an opportunity for us to do something unique and very impactful in our hope for the culture and for the future of America.
The unique aspect of the training offered by the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership will be the combination of Christian worldview training, instruction in America's constitutional tradition, and honing skills on the practical side of governance, from debate to giving press interviews.
Never before have we had the opportunity to be right in the midst of our nation's capital, to be a voice for Christ where it is needed so very much.
Undeniably, Dr. Kennedy was about Christianizing the world. He wanted every person on earth to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, to do that, you have to have the liberty to do that. And so one of the things that Dr. Kennedy fought for was preserving the liberty to speak the truth, to be able to preach the gospel.
There are those that say the most important thing is to preach the gospel. And I believe that's true. But the second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing.
Washington, D.C. is where Christ's light must shine, and it can only shine as the result of Christians being here, being that light of Christ.
This is what God shaped us to do, and I have the responsibility to be able to do what He has put me to do the best that it could possibly be done.
We believe that God's calling us to raise up another generation of leaders to go into the public policy arena and seek to attain the highest level of influence that they can attain and stand there for Christ.
Dear friend, we are in the midst of a war of values, a war against God and His truth.
We are on the cusp of a critical time in the life of our nation, and if we don't do this, we'll regret not having done it. We are genuinely excited about the impact that the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership will be making in our nation. And we have a special opportunity for you to get involved with us. Here's my very good friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy, to tell us more. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership is one of the most ambitious ventures this ministry has ever launched. We believe the time is right and the need is great for well-trained Christian leaders who understand a biblical worldview and have the practical tools to be able to make a difference in federal, state, and local government. Operating out of our center in Washington, D.C., our goal is to identify 300 promising young Christian leaders per year and put them through this extensive training. Nobody has done anything like this before, but we believe the Lord has led us to this moment. Won't you consider helping us and being a part of this revolutionary project by giving a generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry? We'll thank you by sending you the classic book, Truths That Transform, by my dad, Dr. D. James Kennedy. He made it known that he wanted to have this book put back into print because he felt it was so important, and we have published a brand new edition as part of our Deeper Walk series. This book examines key principles of Christian doctrine such as holiness, Christ's return, eternal security, heaven, and much more. And it's our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. My dad once said that the American church is about a mile wide but an inch deep. Too many professing Christians never grow up as Christians. As the Apostle Paul put it, they're still consuming milk when by this time they should be ready for the meat of God's Word. Well, my dad was gifted by God to share the meat of the Word, and he does it in this classic book, Truths That Transform. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $75 or more, we'll also include the unabridged audio version of the book on 6 CDs. That's the newly republished classic, Truths That Transform by D. James Kennedy, as well as the audio book on 6 CDs as our thanks for your generous tax-deductible donation of $75 or more. We need your help to finish 2017 in the black and move forward in 2018 ready to engage the culture with our new Center for Christian Leadership. So please, contact us right away. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org.
In this Christmas season, we look back at one of the cornerstones of our faith, the time when God, who stands apart from His creation, chose to enter into that creation in the form of a man. This incarnation of Jesus Christ made possible our redemption from our fallen state, as the sinless Son of God took the penalty for our sins on Himself. This event, the arrival of the babe of Bethlehem, is something we really should celebrate in our hearts all year round, not only at Christmas. Sadly, we live in a time now when there are broad swaths of professing Christianity that have walked away from the Bible and thus have lost the truth about who this Jesus really is. In 2016, one jurisdiction of the United Methodist Church in Colorado consecrated a lesbian woman with a same-sex marriage partner as a bishop in the church. This was not without controversy in the denomination, although that woman remains a bishop today despite an ecclesiastical court decision that church law does not permit it. Earlier this year, that same lesbian bishop posted on her Facebook page that Jesus Christ himself was a bigot. She based this in part on the story of the Canaanite woman in Matthew 15, in which the woman tells Jesus, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Since Jesus commended the woman's faith, this bishop concludes, quote, "If Jesus can change, if he can give up his bigotries and prejudices, if he can realize that he had made his life too small, and if in this realization he grew closer to others and closer to God, then so can we," unquote. This is, of course, nothing short of blasphemy. The Bible is quite clear on the full divinity and sinlessness of Jesus Christ. When you see a leader in a historic Christian denomination make such pronouncements so profoundly out of accord with the Scripture, this is a denomination that has lost its way. And unsurprisingly, we see that ignoring one aspect of the Bible's clear teaching leads to other manifold abuses of Scripture as well. Dear friends, when we find ourselves at odds with the Bible's teaching about Jesus, it is always we who must change. Jesus says of the Scriptures, "It is they that bear witness about me." In this Christmas season, let us vow to cast our gaze on the true Jesus, and not one invented by personal and cultural rebellion. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
We have been made the lights of the world. You, dear friend, you are the light of this world.
The founders understood your right to believe and to act upon that belief is essential to who you are as an American, but even more fundamental than that, who you are as a human being.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.